Remember, kids, Mr. Policeman is your friend. Always cooperate with him. Mr. Policeman wants to help you, so you must help Mr. Policeman. Don't forget, if you refuse to cooperate, Mr. Policeman will beat you to death, especially if you're not white. I'm not a person who thinks he can have it all, but I certainly feel that with a bit of effort and guile, I should be able to have more than my share. You know, it would be fun to have a set of twins and name them Dumbo and Goofy, and then just sit back and see how their personalities develop. I bet they'd really enjoy going to school. I'd like to point out that during the 20th century, white, God-fearing, predominantly Christian Europe produced Lenin, Stalin, Franco, Hitler, and Mussolini. Next time you're in an elevator, blow your nose real loud into your bare hands and then ask someone if they have a Kleenex. Or blow your nose into a Kleenex, open it up and stare at the stuff and say, "Wow, look at this! It's all green and yellow!" Then show it to the other people. I guarantee you won't pass many floors before you have the elevator all to yourself. I've never seen a homeless guy with a bottle of Gatorade. One great thing about getting old is that you can get out of all kinds of social obligations simply by saying you're too tired. You know who you have to admire? A Catholic hitman who blesses himself just before he strangles someone. I've noticed that a Jew will sometimes use a little paperclip to hold on his yarmulke. Shouldn't that be God's responsibility? I mean, you did your part, you put the thing on. Shouldn't it be God's job to keep it there? Or why don't Jews just wear larger yarmulkes that grip the head better? Maybe with an elastic strap that could go under the chin. By the way, I know a hip-hop Jew who wears his yarmulke backwards. It's hard to detect, but I think it looks great. Suppose you tried to fuck a woman who had 10 personalities, and 9 of them said okay, but one of them resisted and tried to fight you off. Would that still be rape? Where do we go from here?
Who says we're here?
Because of mad cow disease, they're now going to leave certain cow parts out of hamburger meat, including the skull. Well, I don't know about you folks, but I can't imagine enjoying a hamburger that doesn't have at least a hint of cow skull in it. I was looking in the mirror the other day, and I realized I haven't changed much since I was in my 20s. The only difference is I look a whole lot older now.